A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Lamed Beis, Psachim 32a, pagination page 63. Our Gemara today is going to focus on a pasuk in Parshas Emor, which is dealing with a case where a person ate teruma bishogeg. The pasuk, Perik Chaf Beis in Vayikra, Pasuk Yedalid, tells us, V'yosef Chamishir So Olav, you're going to add a fifth when you do the repayment for eating this Truma B'Shogeg by mistake, meaning a non-Kohen ate this Truma. And the Pasuk concludes and says, V'nosan La Kohen Es HaKodesh, and you should give the Kohen the Kodesh, the Holy. So Rashi tells us, Dovar Haro'i Lihios Kodesh. You only pay back something that is fitting to be holy. Namely, She'ena Porea Lomos. You don't pay money, Elaperos, but rather produce. Shalchulin of regular produce, Vehinas in Truma, and as he does the payment, that chulin becomes Truma. In simple terms, this pasuk teaches us, V'nosan la'kohen es ha'kodesh, that when the Yisrael pays back for the Truma that he ate, he's paying with produce, with goods, and not with money. Which prompts a fascinating question in our Gemara. The Gemara wants to know, is this a rule, a concept that we're being taught, that you're repaying goods for goods, and it makes no difference whether there's monetary value to it? For example, let's say he ate Teruma that was chametz stick, or is it simply a condition? You're repaying for money, for value that was damaged. Normally it's called gezela. Here you're eating teruma, but you're paying for money, for value. And the way that you pay, there happens to be a condition that you have to pay with goods rather than with money. But in logic, what are you paying? You're paying value. And if the item did not have value, such as Chametz and Pesach, then the entire requirement to repay wouldn't even start. It's not a goods for goods. It's value that you have to replace, but the way you need to replace it is with goods. Let's see the Shaila of the Gemara on the third line, counting from the top. Iboiluhu, they asked the following question. Kishuhu mishalim, when you pay back for eating truma bishogeg, lefi mida mishalim, do you pay according to the measure? O lefi damim mishalim, or are you really paying according to its value, just as a condition? As Rashi phrases it beautifully here on the page, Masha yishalim yishalim beperos. When you pay up the value, you have to pay it up using produce. But you're certainly paying value. So the Gemara starts off not with the case of chametz, but with a simple case of value where things change in price. And if you would repay the item according to its measure, you would be paying more or less than the value that it was at the time that it was taken, because you're consistently paying the same amount, but if the value changed, then that amount is valued differently. Kalhecho demikara shavya arba azuze. If the amount you took was worth 4 zuz, Ulubisov shavya zuza, and then it goes down in value and it's only worth 1 zuz. Loti boilach, there's no discussion. Devade gidme ikara mishalim, certainly you have to pay according to its price at the time that it was taken. Lufidomim, according to its value. To logora migazlan, because it's not different than any thief. Detanan, as we learned, kol agazlan mishalmim kishas hagzela. Anybody who takes something has to pay according to the amount it was valued at the time that he took it, because that was the kinyan gezela, that's when he acquired it. So he acquired 4 zuz worth of produce, and he's going to have to repay produce in the amount until it eventually reaches 4 zuz. And if the item is worth less now, you're going to have to give more of it. Kiti boilach, what I was wondering, demeikara shavya zuzo lebsof shavya arba. It used to be worth 1 zuz, and now the same amount is worth 4 zuz. It went up in value. My, what's the halacha? Lefi mida mishalim, am I obligated to pay according to the measure? Because he tells him, that's the amount that you took. O dilma, or maybe, lefi damim mishalim, you could really pay according to value, because that's really what's required here, value. It's just that you have to pay the value that you need to pay in produce. That's the condition. The condition is pay up the value in produce form. And therefore you would indeed pay less, just that you have to do it in produce form, because the produce that you're giving him now is already worth 1 zuz with a quarter of the amount of produce being given. Let's drop down to the middle of the page, towards the end of a line. Kitanoi ha'ochel terumas chametz. The last word on the line is the word chametz. And we're going to see this discussion of mida or damim, whether it's measure or money, that's the critical factor, play itself out regarding chametz. The way we paskin, it's really a value, just that you have to pay it up using produce. It's a condition, but it doesn't change. The fundamentals are that just as a thief has to repay the value, so a person who took truma has to repay value. It's just that it's a condition, you pay that value using produce. And that's going to make a nafkamina, as we mentioned, regarding chametz, because chametz doesn't have any value, so there's no such requirement to repay produce for the produce, because the fundamental is that you're repaying value, and chametz on Pesach does not have value. Kitanoi, as we learned. Ha'ochel terumas chametz pe'pesach. A person eats teruma, that's chametz stick, on Pesach. Potu min atashlumin, he does not have to pay for it. Divi Rabbi Akiva, that's the ruling of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mechayev. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, yes, something's going on here and you would have to pay for it. Let's turn the page and we'll see the Gemara continues by explaining it based on the theme that we've been discussing. Top of Amud Beis. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, all opinions that we're discussing here, kulus viru luhu chametz pepesach asa bahana'a, the chametz on Pesach is forbidden in benefit. Uvaha pligi du Rabbi Akiva savar lefi damim mishalim. Rabbi Akiva is saying you're paying value. When you pay up for truma that was eaten b'shogeg, you're paying value, just that there's a condition that you have to pay that value up using produce. You can't use cash. Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri savar, and Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri says the payment over here by truma is in fact unique. Lefi mida mishalim, you're paying by measure. When that pasuk said v'nasan lakohen es hakodesh, that you should give something that can become kodesh to the kohen, that you should pay him with produce that was chulin that will become teruma, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that's the fundamental of the payment, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that on Pesach, even though it's chametz, but produce for produce. And you could pay it up, even though the produce intrinsically had no value. Rabbi Akiva, as we explained, holds that it's a financial payment, and that financial payment, there's a condition in it, pay the financial payment through produce. But when it comes to Chametz on Pesach, there is no financial payment to begin with because it had no value, and therefore, indeed, the person would be pater. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.